tomorrow is going to be a really big show. And Stephen and Erica are working on the Pickin' Party at Playhouse in the Park to benefit all the programs.
Yes, Pickin' for Playhouse. We're going to have five bands out playing from 11 o'clock in the morning until about 5 o'clock in the evening. So we want you to come on out. Actually, if you get your tickets today, you get a $3 discount on tickets. So buy your tickets today instead of tomorrow, and you save $3.
And you can do that just – can you do that online?
Or yes, at playhouseinthepark.net, or you can call the Playhouse at 759-1752.
Erica, did you help line up the stars that are playing tomorrow?
Well, we had a small committee of close friends that we got together and thought, you know what, we really need to have a great outdoor music festival in our community, and let's go ahead and have it benefit one of our favorite places. And we have a few connections amongst us, and we were able to round up some really fantastic acoustic musical acts that are just incredibly talented, and they're all local. And they're all worth seeing. And so it's also going to be a wonderful family-friendly event. Kids are under 12 will be free. We'll have lots of food. The Big Apple Cafe is going to be providing food. And there'll be some local artists vending. And it's going to be wonderful. It looks like the weather's going to be good. So it's really going to be a wonderful thing to come out and see.
Now, Stephen mentioned you have a little one who is experiencing Playhouse in the Park for the first time. And those programs are benefiting from this activity.
Yes, yes. And more specifically, Stephen can tell you a little bit more. They have a goal in mind for their fundraising, actually. But the Playhouse is really an invaluable addition to our community. It's a cultural gem, and it's benefits all ages in our community and brings a lot of life and culture to us, and it's important to keep it going and to keep it strong.
Yeah, some of the things that we're working on as far as with a lot of the fundraisers that we have going on this year, we're wanting to get some new bathrooms installed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good for you.
Upgrade, and then we want to upgrade our lobby a little bit. So this is all going to benefit the patrons at the Playhouse.
That's
in addition
excellent.
To all of the – those are some of the immediate goals that we've been talking about as a board, trying to get together to – do some improvements and things like that. So hopefully events like this one, and we also had Murray Dance Stars at the end of last year. Events such as that are going to raise money for these big improvements to the Playhouse.
And I think everyone in the room can say, hooray, new bathrooms.
Little fun fact, those bathrooms are original to the train depot. So it really is quite necessary that we, with only minor upgrades happening within there, it really is necessary to go ahead and update those bathrooms.
Maybe they should have a National Historic Register
designation.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I think we ought to go into a little bit more detail about the musicians playing, because the 11 o'clock folks, the Eddie Grove Trio, are kind of shy, and we should expose them on the radio. We've been trying to get at least one of them to perform on the air here, and I hear two of them are going to perform on the air here. We're trying to get all three of them sometime, and you've got them tomorrow, so tell everybody about them.
We kind of lucked up, I think, because they are friends with all of us.
Yes. So, and they are a young group as far as they're newly formed. However, their musical ability is incredible, and they are absolutely worth going to see. And they are our first act. They start right at 11, and I wouldn't miss it if I were you.
We're talking about Kayla Dunn, Sean Meston, and Gary Brockway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they will lead off. They'll be followed by Terrapin Pond. You want to describe Terrapin Pond?
Terrapin Pond's music is kind of, he told me it's Americana folk a little bit. I was very interested in the group once I talked to Jason McKendry, who is in also the McKendrys. He told me that he had this other group, and he said they'd be great for the event. And from what I've heard online and seen of them and everything, they look like they're going to work out very well with what we have going on for the day. So we hope you come out and enjoy them at around noon tomorrow.
We featured them during a live broadcast from the Lower Town Arts and Music Festival, I think maybe a year ago. Again, friends of WKMS. Now tell me about Stephen Kelly Hunt.
Stephen Kelly Hunt is actually the first Murray Idol, I believe, back when Erica and I hosted Night of Stars. And he's been playing around the area for quite a bit. He graduated from Murray State and has now moved to Lexington, Kentucky. But he comes back and performs at the Big Apple. He's performed at Fat Mo's in Paducah and performs quite a bit around the West Kentucky region. So we think he'll be very entertaining. He is formerly of Bordertown. That was his band when he was here at Murray State. But now he plays with a very good group of guys, and he got his own name on the bill, so we're excited to have him.
Excellent. He's at 1, and then coming up at 2, the parent group for Terrapin Pond, the McKendries.
Yes, they're the tried and true group that we know from around here. They've played all over the place. I've seen them several times and heard them, and they're just great. And Jason McKendry was a big help in getting them on board, so we thank him for having the McKendries come out and perform on this.
Now, I think, is Jason not the chairman of the Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass now? I believe so. And the McKendries, one of the really cool things about that group is the a cappella work they do. They're all stunning instrumentalists, of course, but when they start the a cappella stuff, it's when the hair start rises on your arms.
Something to be said for the blend of voices within a family. It's another level of musicality.
Sure enough. Tell us about the personnel in Bon and the Mash. So sometimes it's a changing changing crew.
As it will be tomorrow. from what we understand, tomorrow is Bon and the Mash's 8th anniversary. So
cool. They
are celebrating with us as well as the Big Apple Cafe tomorrow evening. So they will be our headliner, and their goal is to get every member that ever played with them to come out and play at both of these events. So we've heard that their drummer will not be able to make it. His grandfather passed and the funeral is tomorrow. But you will see almost every member that was ever a part of Bon and the Mash if you come out to Pickin' in the Park. And then you can see them at the Apple later tomorrow evening.
Now, Bon's supposed to start at 3 p.m. And all the time that the music is going on, there'll be arts activities as well. You want to talk about what Murray Art Guild is going to be doing?
Yes, we're having a small vendor section near the city pool area parking lot. And there is going to be, WKMS is going to team up with the Art Guild for a small booth, and they're going to be presenting some different sidewalk art projects for children and adults alike to come and take part in. And also affiliated with the Art Guild, there's going to be some local artists selling their wares. And it's going to be wonderful to come and check them out. In addition to that, right next to it will be a great smoker, and we're going to have barbecue and hot dogs and hamburgers and drinks.
Now, there may be a few listeners who have never been to Playhouse in the Park, so let's do directions and also remind everybody that if you want to sit down, you better bring something to sit on.
That's true. We are going to be out on the lawn listening to this fabulous music, so bring whatever you'll be comfortable sitting in, picnic blankets, dust off your lawn chairs so the weather's getting better, and come out and bring your picnic supplies and frisbees and all kinds of good stuff.
To get to the park?
To get to the park, you take 641, and you'll turn onto Arcadia Drive, and then you'll just keep down Arcadia Drive until you see the big park sign, Central Park sign, and you'll go all the way back to the back where the train depot is, and you will find us. Once you start getting back to the back, there will be someone directing traffic so that we can get your tickets or your ticket money if you haven't paid yet, and then your ticket will be good all day. So if you want to come early and then you need to leave and come back later, that is totally fine. You'll get a wristband, and you'll be able to participate in the event all throughout the day, but you don't necessarily have to stay the whole time.
So you can get your ticket today at playhouseinthepark.net, and it'll be $7 if you go to the tomorrow and you haven't paid yet. You'll have to pay $10.
Correct.
And another happy thing about it is that I think there are no speed bumps now.
You know? No, the speed bumps are gone in the park. That's a big plus.
I think I celebrate the absence of speed bumps, as I will celebrate new bathrooms.
One of the great things about this event, too, is that all of the money that we're making off of ticket sales is going directly to Playhouse. Several sponsors helped us out as far as paying the bands and stuff like that. So any money that we make from your tickets, from you buying tickets, will go directly to Playhouse and to support getting these new bathrooms and things like that.
Who were your kind sponsors?
We had several.
Some anonymous ones.
But the big ones were anonymous. But also the Big Apple has been a big help to us as well. Like I said, they volunteered to come out and help us with by grilling and stuff like that tomorrow. We've also had some support from Mary's Kitchen, who is going to provide some stuff for our hospitality room. And then, of course, you know, Murray Electric System is our season sponsor, and you all are a sponsor of us, too, so you help us out a lot.
Now, before we leave you with the impression that there will not be facilities available, these bathrooms are working. They're just not attractive or amenable,
yes, the bathrooms are working,
really.
And actually the pool area bathrooms will be open tomorrow,
okay.
And they have, I've been told that they were renovated, so...
amenities will be there.
Yes, there are several restroom options throughout the park where folks can go. And also, after the festival is over, you can come on back to the Playhouse in the Park that evening and watch a fabulous performance of Driving Miss Daisy, which is getting rave reviews around town.
Excellent.
I would encourage you to come and check that out as well and support the Playhouse in that way.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just hope to see a lot of people out tomorrow, and we'd like to thank you all for having us.
Good deal.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Stephen Keene and Erica Mehta with picking for the Playhouse tomorrow, starting at 11 and going through 5, I think.
Yes.
Yes.